Millions tuned in to watch the wedding of Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle, now the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And now, back to reality for the 2.2 million people getting married this and every year. Wedding planner Summer McLean, also a contributor to the Huffington Post, is here. Summer, we're teetering on June. Talk about weddings in the works, ones you've worked on, the royal wedding, African-American and British. You've planned cultural combinations.
Well, I did a Habesha wedding, an Ethiopian wedding, about 4 years ago, and the entire wedding was just full of, I mean, down to the food, it was nothing but cultural. Like, I was a fish out of water there, you know? But it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever witnessed. Down to the flowers, down to the music, the food, the cake, ceremony, everything.
Was Ethiopian?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about cost. The average cost nationwide is $26,029. This is according to the Wedding Report. This is a research company in Tucson. And couples struggle to stay on budget because there's so many wedding TV shows. TLC's A Wedding Story, Whose Wedding Is It Anyway, Bridezilla's, Say Yes to the Dress. People don't realize that the TV producers are pouring money into those weddings.
That average wouldn't cut it in Atlanta at all. The average
26,000.
That's like, wow, I don't even know. I don't have clients who even would come to me with that budget at this point. But in Atlanta, the average is about 46, 47. It depends on what they want. You know, half of my job is managing expectations. And yeah, people watch these shows and they see magazines and they see the royal wedding. You know, people forget that stuff costs money.
Well, what are some of the things, for instance? I'm thinking flowers. I mean, those flowers alone were millions. Where are some of the places where people say, I want this, and you have to tell them how much it costs?
Flowers would be the number one thing. I have clients all the time who are just shocked by the price of flowers. And also cake. You can get a wedding cake for $2,200, you know, and you could get the same cake for, you know, a 16th birthday party for probably $8,000.
Yeah. You pay for it. Who pays for it? Is it still the bride's family?
Most of my couples pay for the wedding themselves. Yeah, that's super traditional. I've only had about 3 clients whose father's paid, you know, like the bride's family paid.
What about wedding parties? You know, as we noted that the Duchess did not have bridesmaids. Yeah, that can cost too. Are people cutting that out?
Okay, it's funny because when I saw her do that, I was like, yes, you know, because I think that that's a trend that a lot of people are going to start following. I've only had a handful of brides who have done that, and they're older brides.
And why do you say yes? Why would that be?
Because it's messy and for a planner, it's, you know, it's just drama. And, you know, for the bride, it's drama too. There's a lot of competition that happens. You know, it's like, you know, oh, is she going to stand closer, you know, closer to you than I am? You know, I'm your friend from middle school, or, you know, I've known you for the past 10 years. There's just unnecessary drama, you know.
And cost. A bridesmaid.
And cost.
Yeah, a bridesmaid's dress or cost is $1,200 to $1,800. The cost that they incur. And what about wedding planners? In a 2017 survey by brides.com, 31% of engaged couples sought the help of a wedding planner. That's up from 10 years ago. What would you tell someone other than, you know, hire me? What would you tell someone if they're looking for a wedding planner? What's a tip?
I think it's not just looking at their Instagram. You know, it's about talking to their previous clients and not just looking at reviews online. You know, I think talking to the previous clients and asking them, you know, what their experience was. I'm actually shocked that it's not more people. I feel like planners are always screaming, actually all vendors, you know, like hire a planner, because at your wedding, it's too late to realize that you need the help.
You know, you talked about magazines and I just want to note an article that you wrote for HuffPost about why there aren't weddings of color reflected in magazines.
Recently, a website, Style Me Pretty, was going out of business. I guess they sold to another company, and then the company just didn't realize how much of a staple it was in the industry. And all these wedding vendors were losing their minds over it. And, you know, a lot of the vendors of color, you know, we were like, I don't really care. You know, like you don't show our weddings anyway.
Why is that?
I mean, just to be completely candid, I don't know if a lot of people find, you know, couples of color beautiful, which is the truth. You know, you look at a bunch of these other blogs and they think putting maybe an Asian bride with a white groom is diversity. I have submitted many weddings of my couples who are black. They just get passed over. But it's something we don't talk about enough in the industry. So when you do start talking about it, then you're the one who kind of stands out and everyone's looking at you like, oh, God, maybe if you just did better wedding, you know, and it's like, you know,
well,
you just don't find.
Well, you feel the same way about when there's lists of wedding planners. Best wedding planners in the South is one in a magazine and not one of color in the South. I find that incredible. Yeah. I think there's nothing prettier than a darker skin with a white wedding dress.
Thank you. I agree. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, you know, I've had to call out. I'm not shy at all. To be honest, when Trayvon Martin was killed, that's when I had to stop being just a wedding planner. And I was human. And so I couldn't really hide how I felt about these things anymore. Not that I really hid them before, but I was a lot more vocal. So, you know, when you have the best of come out, I'm always out there saying, you don't have one black vendor on here. You know, you couldn't find one black florist, one black planner, one black photographer. You know, like it's that they don't even look. And we're out there.
That's Summer McLean, wedding planner and Huffington Post contributor. Summer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I have to say, I'm still reacting to $46,000 for an average wedding in Atlanta. People, let us know where you saved money on a wedding. My niece Dia's fiance's family is growing their flowers. Your ideas at hearnow.org.